This election day, thousands of representatives of the Democratic and Republican parties will work as election judges. Dozens of high school students in Sangamon County will work alongside them, even though some can't yet vote themselves. Mary Hansen reports.
It's in three parts. It's before the polls open, during the voting, and after polls close.
At the County Health Building in East Springfield, election judge trainees sit through a presentation and comb through packets of information. Come November 6th, they'll check voter rolls, hand out ballots, and oversee counting machines. One group here sticks out. About a dozen high school students sit together in the back of the room. The county clerk has recruited about 80 of them overall to serve as judges and registrars on election day.
It sounds really cool to get to deal with like affidavits and credentials. Those are all very official terms. It makes it feel very important.
Noah Fons can't vote in this election. He's only 17. But he says he's excited to be a part of Election Day. The Chatham-Glenwood High School senior says he heard about the opportunity through a friend. Fons says he's conservative and would vote for Republican Governor Bruce Rauner if he could. But he says not all his friends agree, and they let him know it.
They typically share their opinions quite loudly at the lunch table.
Those discussions sometimes include Jack Crump, the friend who told Fons about being an election judge. Crump signed up to be one, too. He says his views are more liberal. Crump says in these talks with friends, everyone is respectful.
We were all kind of friends before politics, so then we just kind of bring that respect that we already had for each other into our discussions of politics, and that helps us.
While they might not always agree on politics, they do agree on the importance of the democratic process.
We just kind of want to keep all of this election judge things we have to do separate to make sure everything's fair.
Don Gray, the Sangamon County clerk, says encouraging civic engagement is exactly the point of getting young people involved, even ones who are still too young to vote.
We're trying to engage a new generation into being civic thinking, to providing their part to really the core fundamentals of our democratic process, which is the electoral process.
County election officials get something too. Tech-savvy helpers.
We have an aging population of election judges. We have an aging population of those that are providing us for the registration. So we're trying to expand to a new generation that understands queries, you know, online and crunching the data we need and working with computers at a more high level.
Gray says high school students have been election judges in the past, but there was a special effort this year to recruit them to be both judges and registrars, who register voters on Election Day. Since 2008, Illinois high school students with higher than a 3.0 grade average and permission from their parents can apply to be election judges. They have the same responsibilities as other judges and registrars, like they have to get to the polling place at 5 a.m. and stay there all day. Still, there are some perks, as Kimberly Marshall, a senior at Chatham-Glenwood, explains.
Because I got out of school for a day and made $200.
The other judges, ones appointed by their parties, they also get $200. During the training, emphasis on responsibility was repeated. Marshall says she feels confident she's up to the task.
The people who are like returning and have done it before will kind of guide me through it, so it won't be as overwhelming as if I was trying to figure it out myself.
So no need to worry if you notice a high schooler helping run things at your polling place this year. They got this. I'm Mary Hansen.